You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From why Nomura has downgraded India equity markets, who has won the Z Invesco battle, to why IT companies are on a hiring spree and more. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. First, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 26th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. First of all, global financial services group Nomura has downgraded Indian equities as it believes valuations are too stretched at this point. Tech Mahindra shares hit a 52-week high today after second quarter earnings. Meanwhile, Airtel has opted for a moratorium on adjusted gross revenue and spectrum payments. In an update on the Z and Invesco saga, Bombay High Court has temporarily barred Invesco from calling an EGM. Also, did you know that when Nykaa launches its IPO, its top six executives will make over 850 crore rupees? Wondering how? I'll share details soon. On the environment front, a study has found that over 80% Indians live in districts that are vulnerable to climate risk. Meanwhile, in some good news, Railways has decided to operate a Mumbai local train services at the pre-pandemic level from October 28th. I'll also tell you about why top IT companies have hired as many as 60,000 employees in the September quarter. First up, let's find out why Nomura has downgraded India's equity market. Nomura's Asia-Pacific equity strategist Chetan Seth today said that 77% of Indian stocks are trading above their pre-pandemic multiples. His remarks come as Nomura has downgraded Indian equities to neutral as it believes valuations are too stretched and a lot of positives are already priced in. Seth explained that not only at the index level, the valuation appears quite excessive, but even at the stock levels, they are struggling to find valuations supporting stocks. Therefore, Nomura has decided to be a bit more cautious on India, and that's why it has downgraded India to neutral within the regional Asia allocation. Moving on, in relief for Z, the Bombay High Court has temporarily barred investment firm Invesco from calling an extraordinary general meeting for the removal of Z MD and CEO Puneet Goenka. Invesco Developing Markets Fund and OFI Global China Fund, the largest investors of Z, had earlier sent a requisition to the company in September to call an EGM for the removal of Puneet Goenka and two non-independent and non-executive directors from the company's board. It had also sought the induction of six new independent directors. Z then moved the High Court, requesting it to declare the EGM requisition notice invalid and illegal. Last week, the High Court had reserved its order on the issue after Z said that it was not willing to hold the EGM sought by shareholders. Z had argued that if the board of directors are compelled to carry out the EGM, then it would be violative of other provisions of laws. It also said that the existing legal provisions permit the board to reject a requisition for EGM if it had reasons to believe that the objective of such a meeting was illegal. Moving on to updates from the market. Tech Mahindra shares zoomed 7% during today's session and hit a 52-week high a day after it announced September quarter earnings. The Mahindra Group company's overall revenue was up 16% at 10,800 crores. Better than expected revenue and bullish brokerage commentary drove Tech Mahindra's stock to close at 2.5% higher. Meanwhile, Bharti Airtel stock also surged 3% today after the telecom company informed the Department of Telecom that it will be availing the 4-year moratorium on adjusted gross revenue and spectrum dues. Airtel has confirmed to avail options of deferment of payment of spectrum auction installments due up to 4 years and deferment of AGR-related dues by a period of 4 years. The confirmation comes a week after DoT wrote to all private telcos, Reliance Jio, Vodafone Idea and Bharti Airtel, to decide whether they want to opt for a moratorium. Airtel stock rose to an intraday high of 709 rupees today, surging nearly 3% on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Meanwhile, equity benchmarks Sensex and Nifty extended gains to a second straight day today, led by financial and oil and gas shares. Now, here's how much top Nykaa executives will make when the company goes public. Nykaa's IPO is expected to lead the company's six top executives to a profit of total of more than 850 crore rupees through their shareholdings and vested options. The six executives are in charge of various departments inside the online retailer of beauty, health and fashion items. The three-day Nykaa IPO will end on November 1st. It includes a fresh issue of equity shares worth Rs. 630 crore as well as an offer for sale of equity shares by the promoter and existing shareholders. Moving on, here's a look at the climate risk that India faces. A study by the Council on Energy, Environment and Water has found that more than 80% of people in India reside in districts that are vulnerable to climate risk. According to a first-of-its-kind climate vulnerability index released by CEEW, Assam, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, Karnataka and Bihar have been categorized as most vulnerable to extreme climate events like floods, droughts and cyclones. Moreover, it says 463 out of 640 districts in India are vulnerable to these extreme climate events. Region-wise, the study found that northeastern states are more vulnerable to floods, while the ones in south and central are more vulnerable to extreme drought. Next up, in some good news for Mumbaikers, the Central Railway and Western Railway will run suburban services in Mumbai at 100% capacity of pre-pandemic levels from October 28th. However, the existing travel restrictions for the general public will remain unchanged. Moving on, let's discuss the hiring spree that IT firms are on. India's largest IT companies, TCS, Infosys, Wipro, HCL Tech and Tech Mahindra have hired over 60,000 new recruits combined in the last quarter compared to 50,000 in the previous one. The five major companies account for nearly 33% of India's 4.5 million strong IT force. According to a report, the ramp up in recruitment is a result of high demand for IT skills due to rapid digitization brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic and the resultant high attrition rates. Turns out, the war over talented personnel has benefited employees with 3 to 7 years of experience who have received multiple offers at the same time and managed to increase their salaries by 50 to 100%. As a result, companies have been moving towards hiring freshers who can be rapidly trained and integrated into organizations at much lower salaries. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.